An advertisement in opposition to Nashville's transit plan has been retracted for including a faulty number. WPLN questioned the inaccurate information, which appeared in a newspaper and in flyers. Reporter Tony Gonzalez has been fact-checking both the pro- and anti-referendum sides as they try to sway voters with mathematics.
The ad in question comes from No Tax for Tracks. Its leading claim is that the proposed light rail corridors are, quote, where 90% of the $9 billion will be spent. This doesn't pass muster. Metro's finance plan puts the light rail corridor costs at 61%. The No Tax Group's Jeff Obafemi Carr says the 90% was an error and personally took the blame. He said the ad published before he proofed it, with one key digit wrong.
With that ad, that was on me. That was supposed to be a 7. It was a 9, so it slipped through.
And he gave WPLN a series of calculations, at first arriving at a number that was still a few billion dollars different, before settling on 70% of the plan going into light rail.
So it's still kind of a maddening number.
No Tax is putting that into its new ad, although it's still higher than Metro's math. But this print ad, which had a limited run in the Tennessee Tribune, isn't even drawing the most attention this week. No Tax has a related TV spot in heavy rotation titled Facts.
Fact. The transit map shows it does nothing to help the high traffic areas. Fact. For at least 10 years, construction will make traffic worse, and for 50 years, we'll be on the hook to pay for it.
A response from the pro-transit coalition came within hours, alleging the minute-long spot includes 10 lies. Mayor David Brierley, an unabashed supporter of the plan, also takes issue.
I'm concerned that that's not a Nashville kind of ad, that it is kind of harsh. I'm not sure all the facts in there are accurate.
But on this front, No Tax isn't backing down. For example, the narrator refers to seniors and says, quote, the plan does nothing to help them where they live or go. But Metro's 55-page document includes millions of dollars that would allow seniors to ride for free and to expand Access Ride, which is on-demand buses for disabled or elderly passengers who can't get to a transit stop. Carr says No Tax's words must be considered as part of the overall theme of the commercial.
Relatively, this plan does nothing for seniors because it does not alleviate congestion in their neighborhoods.
There's one other mathematics brouhaha at a fever pitch right now. The pro and anti sides are pushing radically different estimates for how much the average person would pay in additional sales tax. The dispute is a classic apples versus oranges scenario. Those in favor of transit calculate a low number by focusing on the cost per person and breaking it down per month. The opponents get a big number by adding up the cumulative cost over 50 years per household. To avoid that hubbub, it is possible for a household to approximate its own cost increase. Add up your own spending for a month on retail and food and multiply by 0.005. That's your monthly increase for the first 4 years, and double it for the years after that. Based on federal consumer spending estimates, coupled with Nashville's median income, the increase is roughly $7 per month per household for the first 4 years, and $14 after that. Pretty easy, right? For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
For ongoing fact checks, more math, and answers to your transit questions, follow our coverage at WPLN.org/transit.